Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Arrow Talk. This is your host, Azusa Radio, and today we will be talking about the Lone Gunman on tonight's episode of Arrow, CW's new hit show, Arrow. As you know, if you guys were Smallville fans, it's not a spinoff, so that's a good thing. It's a fresh look at the character Oliver Queen, who is also Mr. Green Lantern himself. Green Lantern, I'm sorry, Green Arrow. I'm already messing up. Alright, it was great. If you guys heard last night's podcast, we had a special guest. One of the actors that actually was in this episode of episode 3 titled Lone Gunman. He played the mechanic. And a little tip of the hat to you, sir. And I'm going to get your name as soon as my computer starts up. But it was great speaking with him. That was kind of random how an actor from the show randomly calls the podcast. And there we were. We were talking for a couple minutes. He gave us a little insight to those who want to pursue the acting bug and want to get on a hit show like Fringe and also Arrow and Smallville. So that was a good little insight there. All right, let's see. We have a caller on the line. Let's see who that is. Let's see, from area code 951. Who is this?
This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hey, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Arrow Talk. Do you like the new digs here?
Oh, yeah. It's about time that I can call in again. Goodness gracious, it's been forever.
I know, it has been, it has been. And, you know, the last part of our year over here in L.A., it was a little hard for us. We had a death in the family, so I wasn't able to jump on the series when it first started. So, you know, there was a little recovery time. But I'm here, and we're back, and right now we're playing catch-up time. So right now we're talking about episode 3, and as the season starts again on, I believe it's the 16th January?
16th.
Yeah, with Burned, episode 10. So we're doing catch-up from 3 to 9. So hopefully I'm doing like little spurts here and there, you know, every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then next week, we're going to do the same thing, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then possibly a Tuesday, because I know there's a new episode the following week after that. So, and then we're going to start also doing the Smallville, but I heard you are working Friday nights. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
I know.
You can call us from work.
Yeah, right.
That'd be kind of fun. It's like,
yeah.
Tell us what you're doing at work.
Yeah, sometimes I work Wednesdays and Thursdays too, so it just depends. I just happened to be off today. I was like, yay.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. Well, I hate to boggle your memory, but do you remember the episode Lone Gunman, which our very own Deadshot makes his first appearance?
Yes, that's the guy with the black and white face, right?
Yeah,
oh, no,
well, technically, but not in this episode. I'm like, where's his costume?
Ah, okay. I think I
did. So this was the guy that had the big, like, oval glass, I guess it's not even an eye. It's like a viewer, and he had, like, guns around his wrist.
Yes.
And he would
shoot. Yes, now I do, yes.
Yeah, you know, towards the end of this episode, Lone Gunman, that we're talking about, I was kind of like, okay, this actor, poor guy, he's probably like so excited. He's on a TV show, and I looked up his credits. He's only done like 4 or 5 other shows, and I'm like, this guy has no lines. What's going on? But eventually, at the end, he did talk. But it was kind of like I could count on my hand, probably like 4 or 5 lines. But it was kind of great. It was kind of cool to see a marksman just like Mr. Arrow himself. And I think the person that played Deadshot was really, I mean, he played the role, even though he didn't say that much. You know, he kind of looked like an assassin, like a hired assassin.
He left an impact. Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
definitely. And it's too bad he's dead, for those who haven't seen it. It's a little late, but here's spoiler alert. Yeah, Deadshot is dead.
really?
Yeah. Do you remember the shot of the arrow? It went straight through that glass eye?
Mm-hmm.
Or the viewer? Yeah. So
yep.
I don't think we're going to see him again.
Yeah, I don't think so. Am I the only caller so far?
For tonight, I don't know. Did you listen to the podcast last night?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Oh, check this out,
Regina.
I didn't
even listen. You know, I was so mad that I couldn't call in when Sam Jones was on.
Oh.
Oh, my God, was I
You should have called. Where were you?
At work.
Oh, well, I'm telling you, you should go call us when you're at work.
Okay, since I'm the only one right now. All right, let me tell you something.
Okay.
On Arrow, at some point, you know the actor Colton Haynes? He's on Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's going to be on Arrow.
On what episode?
On a future episode in January sometime.
Oh, okay. Hasn't aired yet.
Yeah, he hasn't aired yet. He walked into my store the other day.
What?
Yes.
And?
And we talked.
Okay. I was going to say, tell me you talked to him.
Yeah. I mean, he stood up at the front, and I'm looking. I'm like, this is Colton Haynes. This can't be. And, you know, I'm like.
How random is that?
Really? Yeah, his mom lives here. So he was visiting his
mom. Ah, so he was visiting.
Yeah. So when I didn't know, you know, I acted like I didn't recognize him because, I mean, he was shopping.
Yeah,
And then I couldn't stand it. I'm standing beside him and I'm going, you're on TV, aren't you? He was so happy I recognized him.
Oh, that's so good. He wasn't cocky or anything like that?
You know, he is really nice. And he goes, you have a camera? I go, no.
Not even a camera phone?
Well, my coworker had one. So we took a picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You have to
really
send it
nice.
To us so we could post it online.
Well, I put it on Twitter.
Oh, you did? Okay. Did you mention me so I could retweet it? That'd be kind of cool to share.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
Yeah. Repost it to me. Like,
maybe
you know, send it to me on the wall.
Closer to the time when he's actually going to be on there.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be good.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. Do you know what episode
he's
in?
Nice.
What's the name of the episode?
No, I don't.
No.
He just said he's going to be on Arrow. Remember, for a while back, there was this show called The Gates? It was only one season. Yeah. It was about vampires.
Yeah.
And he was on there.
He was in it also?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen Teen Wolf. Is that good?
Actually, you know, it is really good. At the beginning, the first four or five episodes, it's kind of, But you know what? After that, I was hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
You'd probably like it.
You know, I think I might. I'm going to start venturing into other shows because I'm feeling a really big void. And, you know, I hate to say but I still miss Smallville.
Yeah, you and me both. I watch it every day.
Hey, we're not the only ones. People out there are tweeting, we miss Smallville. Or we always do a Friday follow. You know, it's like, Friday follow Smallville.
Happy Smallville New Year.
I know. And have you talked to anybody from the Smallville podcast?
Not really. I mean,
on Twitter? Like Sadia
for a while, and then Dan for a little while. Once in a while, I mean, Dan tweeted me when Sam was supposed that's about it.
Yeah, thanks to Dan again. He pulled it off, making Sam Jones not making him, but asking him to come on the podcast again. And it was great because were you able to listen to that one?
No, not yet. I haven't.
He opens up on the whole drug case and everything and how he went to jail.
Yeah.
He was the one that said, Jesus, do you mind if I you know, just set the record straight. I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop you. And he flat out came out and said, you know, that he was set up and that's the reason why he got out early, is that they didn't have that much on him. And remember how we were hearing stories that he was going to be in jail for like 20 years?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear about that.
Okay, I did.
Well, that would have been awful.
Yeah.
Because
apparently it was a big bust. You know, like they were calling him the Hollywood connection, you know? Like if anybody
Seriously.
In Hollywood needed drugs, he would be the guy. He would be the guy you
go
look for. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's horrible. The poor guy.
I know. Oh. But let's go back to Arrow, since we're on Arrow talk here.
I know.
Let's get a description of the lone gunman. As I read it from IMDb, it says, a mystery sniper called Deadshot is taking out the auctioneers that are bidding for an industry company. The auctioneers include Oliver's stepdad, Walter Steele. Okay, so now here's the big question. Even though, you know, let's try to contain it just to episode 3, because I know all 9 have already aired. So let's pretend those I haven't aired yet, Regina, if you know the answer. Who is this mysterious other competitor that wants to wipe out the competition on this company corporate takeover? Now, did I miss it, or did they talk about it in that episode? Do you remember?
Oi.
There's a trivia.
Yeah. God, if I would have known, I would have watched this third episode again.
All over again, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, well, let's pretend they didn't, because I didn't pick it up. And I'm going to watch it again after we hang up, because I kind of watched it pretty quick on my iPhone. And I know that's the worst place. Have you ever seen a TV show on your – well, I don't know if you have an iPhone, but that's really small, huh? So it's kind of hard to watch a whole TV show on it.
Yeah, no, I still don't have a cell phone even, so, yeah,
oh
no, I
gosh.
Don't.
Oh, my gosh. Where do you live, under a rock? You know, nowadays, they give you free phones if you just sign up. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, but what is your opinion? The stepdad, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
See, that's the thing. You know, the dead giveaway, the mom, you know, she is definitely a giveaway, and I'm like, remember, I'm only talking about episode 3. I know she probably changes her character later on. But as far as I can see, you know, the mom is a dead giveaway. She's definitely not happy that Queen's back. And that's played by the actress Susan Thompson, who plays Moira Queen. I think that dad is also in on it. Well, I'm sorry, the stepdad.
Mm-hmm.
The stepdad. I think he's also in on it. I mean, there's a lot of things where it was like, okay, why was he like the only one that survived, and you know, or why was he like the first target, but then not really, you know. I don't know. It was just kind of weird how they all play out, where they kind of give the example of Hamlet. Remember the character Emily? Ooh, I forget her name. She comes out later. Emily. Oh no, Felicity. Felicity. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Felicity Smoke. I guess she works for Queen Industries. She's kind of like, hey, something's up, and your family's playing out to be like Shakespeare's Hamlet, and I never thought of that, and it kind of makes sense. Does it make sense to you? Do you know the story of Hamlet?
Not really, but a little bit of it, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that kind of plays out. And so I think the dad is in on it. Well, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think yes, but I think that the wife doesn't know, and he doesn't know. They don't know.
Oh. Well, remember in episode 2 when she goes in that other black car?
Mm-hmm.
And she talks to someone that we can't see?
Yes.
You know, and then again, when I'm talking about episode 2, you know, even though I know all of mine aired, but we kind of don't know what's going on. What's her motive? Well, why is she so upset? Why does she want Queen? To me, I think she wants Queen dead. Well, what do you think? Am I totally wrong?
I think she wants him dead, but because it's her son.
Yeah, but, you know, we've seen that in the news where people kill their sons for money. It's not that much of a stretch, you know?
I know. Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well, she's definitely not happy with him. I'll tell you that.
Definitely not.
I think she's
okay.
Something
so the
hiding that
okay,
she doesn't
so the
want
actor,
him to know.
I don't even remember the scene, the two mechanics that are speaking Russian. It's the scene where Oliver goes to the garage to find out who or who, I'm sorry, who bought the those specific bullets that were confiscated from I guess he picked some bullets out of the wall after a shooting of a mobster. And so the mechanic, his name is Barry Nierling. He was the person that called yesterday, and it was kind of cool. He used to like, yeah, I saw you on Twitter, and thank you for following me. So I'm gonna call in to just say thanks for watching the show. And he was really awesome. He was really nice and just random too, because I figured it was just gonna be me talking. And it was kind of great to have like this conversation with someone from Vancouver. And he was like, yeah, I know it's pretty late and it's also long distance, so I'm gonna keep it short. I'm like, oh no, believe me, I know long distance, so definitely don't worry about it. Yeah.
That is so cool that just picked up the phone. That
Random, yeah. And I thought, I'm like, here we go again. This is how I first started Smallville. It was just me and a computer. So I wasn't worried about that, because a lot of people are like, oh, no one's going to call in. No one cares about Arrow. But you know what? That's how it was at the beginning with Smallville. Even though there's a large fan base out there wasn't really a place for people to get together and talk about the episodes. And I think that's how that started. And so when I started with I'm only in episode 3 right now, and it's awesome that you're calling. I pretty much expected like this first season to be by myself, and then later on people will trickle on like, hey, this is kind of cool. So but thanks Regina for calling in. Do you remember let's see, the actress that plays, let's see, the actress that plays Dina, played
The
by
sister?
Cassidy, Katie
Oh, by
Cassidy.
Katie Cassidy, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. I mean, I like her. I like when she kicks butt, and she says that she got her skills from her dad, which is played by Paul Blackthorne. He's a detective, Quentin Lance, and a lot of people online, they're saying that she's wearing way too much makeup. Maybe it's the HD. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think the ladies on the show are wearing way too much makeup?
His sister does. The one that plays his
Oh,
sister.
yeah, the sister, Thea
Yeah.
Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
She
it's
does.
played by Willa Holland.
Definitely.
And I would say out of all the ladies in the film, in the TV show, Katie. Let's see, the person who plays Dina, Laurel, Lance, Thea, Myra, Queen, and let's see, there's one more. Oh yeah, and the Felicity. Those characters, I say, out of those characters, I would say the least would be the sister.
With the makeup?
Yeah,
I think the
I
least
think
would
she has
actually
like a
be
more of
Katie
a natural
Cassidy.
look on there.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I think sometimes she
Yeah.
really has a lot of makeup on, though.
Really
It
cake.
depends on what the episode is, I think.
That's true. That's true.
So.
And what do you think they're doing with her character? I know we're only talking about season episode 3, but what do you think they're doing with her character? I know she's playing the rebellious. I don't know. Is she a teenager? But she's going out to clubs, so young adult maybe. What do you think? Do you think she's that character is more there to keep Queen in line, or just another person for Queen to help out? What do you think?
Probably to help out more because it's his
Yeah.
sister and she's going down the wrong path, so.
Right.
Now,
So
they called
far.
her Speedy one time. Is that the same one that, like, the one they did on Smallville?
You think you saw her on
No, not
Smallville?
on,
Look at.
no. The, gosh, remember Oliver Queen had that one girl that he helped one time on Smallville? The comic book characters, the, what's it called, Speedy, right? Because they called Oliver's on Arrow, they called the sister Speedy once also.
Oh, okay.
And I
I
wonder
don't
if that's the same
remember
character.
that. Oh, yeah, I don't remember that. Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember, but yeah, no, I can't. Well, I just found out some tidbits on this actress, Willow Holland, that plays the Queen. She's the ex-stepdaughter of the film director Brian De Palma. I don't know if you
really
know Brian De Palma. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It says her mother is Darnell Georgia De Palma, and her new father, and her father is Keith Holland. So I wonder how she got in the business. Brian De Palma is a big name.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and it's funny, on the web it says that Steven Spielberg told Brian De Palma that she needed to be in front of the camera. With Spielberg's advice, Brian got her an agent. Well, there you go. If Steven Spielberg says get her in front of the camera, she's in front of the camera. And look at her now. She's on Arrow.
Yeah. Oh, we're on season three. I was going to jump ahead here. I mean,
yeah, don't jump
three,
ahead.
Episode three.
Yeah, not season three. let's see. You know, at first the show was, I don't know, the pilot really didn't buy it. I was excited. You know, I had mixed emotions from the pilot. It was kind of exciting that there was a new DC Comics TV show. But then in a way, I was kind of like, but wait a minute. Is this just like a Smallville ripoff? Just taking everything Smallville and then putting everything Oliver Queen? You know, just like a big swap. But now, I don't know, the action, you know, the a lot of the loopholes in the storylines. It's kind of like I'm getting it. It's growing on me. And now that we're in episode three, it's definitely growing on me. So I'm kind of excited when it finishes. I'm like, okay, now I can watch episode four. Now I can watch episode five. It's gonna be really hard when I'm up to date. Having to wait every week. I can't
actually
watch them.
Wait a week. Yeah.
I know, right? I can't watch them every week. You know, back to back.
One thing I wish I would have done better.
Uh-huh.
Oliver Queen needs a better wig when he's on the island.
Right? Something's wrong. Do you like those flashbacks when they go back to the island?
Yes, I do, but I don't like the way he looks. That wig is just horrible.
Just horrible. You just want to rip it off, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done a better job on that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have, definitely.
Yeah, but the
you never know.
Okay.
Maybe because it looks like their pattern is, as far as I know, I don't know, you tell me if they change it later on, they tend to show a majority of flashbacks throughout each episode. Do they still do that towards the end?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I mean, not
and
every episode.
Do they get better at least? Because sometimes you're like, huh, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they do get better.
Okay. A lot of people on the web, they were saying that the flashbacks are a little cheesy. Our little, you know, the music's horrible. The way it's shot kind of like takes you out of the episode while you're so invested in watching, you know, present day Arrow.
Yeah. Well,
does that
of course,
happen
but
to you?
It's flashback because the color is kind of different and, know, yes. But, I mean, you have to distinguish somewhat.
Yeah, and actually, Detective Quentin Lace, he's played by the actor Paul Blackthorne. He he's growing on me. I'm starting to like him. You know, at first
he's
I'm
a good
like,
actor.
Okay, yeah. At first I was like, okay, he's gonna be annoying as the oh I almost got him or you know it's like there goes Arrow and you know that rebellious you know character. So I don't know. He's kind of growing on me little by little. It's growing on me. Also, the cliffhanger of tonight's episode, Lone Gunman. We find out that the bodyguard played by David Ramsey, he's John Diggle, he finds out that that Oliver Queen is Arrow.
Oh,
so that's kind of
episode.
A cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the episode.
That
and
was
then,
a good episode.
It was. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. So hopefully episode
and
four
grows,
is.
He will grow on you too. I like
okay,
him
good.
As an actor. Yes.
Good. Yeah, yeah, he's really good. I like him a lot. And let's see. Sometimes when they go to the house and they show Lex Luthor's mansion, I'm kind of like, are you serious? Out of all the mansions in Vancouver, you're going to pick the one that they use for Lex Luthor and X-Men.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
Oh, man.
You
and I've been to Vancouver.
I thought that.
I've been to Vancouver, and there's a lot of nice houses there. So it's kind of weird. Maybe they had a deal. CW leased that property for like 80 years, and now every show like films up there has to use it.
I know. I mean, I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Regina, for those of that are listening out there, and we have a little traffic. I know we're starting with the podcast, but we have over like already 100 listens, and we're now in just episode 3. But we have the first two episodes, and you know, we're getting a slow progression. I know. I remember with Smallville. Oh my gosh! As soon as we finished a podcast, that night we would get at least 800 hits. It was just crazy. And then by the end of the weekend, it would be like 1,000, like close to 2,000 hits. And so I know we're going slow. It's only episode 3 now. And last I looked, it was like 100 hits. And I'm trying to put the show on iTunes, so it's easier to download as well. And but for those few that are listening right now, who so far is your favorite character of Arrow?
Besides Arrow?
Yeah, of course. that's like saying Superman. No.
Actually, I'm very intrigued with the secretary. I think we haven't seen the last of her.
Secretary is would that be the Felicity character?
From the stepdad. Yeah, the ones he asked to do all the research
to fix the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know she. She was good, too. I was like, oh, is she going to be like the Chloe, you know, the tech guru that helps him out, you know, on the technical side? I think that would be kind of cool. Yeah. They should definitely bring her back. Now, were you a reader of the Green Arrow comic book?
Not really. Not the comic books, no.
Okay. All right. Well, neither was I, but I'm sure we'll change that. Soon as a series. You know, it's funny, they started a Green Arrow, I'm sorry, not a Green Arrow, they already have the Green Arrow comic book, but they started an Arrow comic book, and I'm like, the show's not even over yet. At least they waited with Smallville to end, to continue the series, but why would they have a coinciding TV show that they could get for free, and then trying to sell you a comic book that you have to pay that only gives you, like, what, 12 pages?
Yeah.
So I don't know about the marketing on that. Maybe they're trying to push Arrow too hard. One last thing, still not used to the makeup that Arrow uses. I wish he at least would have more of a, you know, Batman and Robin kind of mask or maybe a mask with the hood. But are you buying the makeup when he wears the Green Arrow uniform?
The first thing when he took off his hood and I saw that, Black Canary came to mind.
Black, yes, because it's almost like a splatter, like a uneven, but you know what, that makes sense, because don't they hook up later on, you know? As we know in the comic book.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she's bound to come in either next season or so, or when they do the back nine of this first season. All right, Regina, well, that wraps up our time here at Arrow Talk Podcast. I want to thank you again for calling. Do you want to do a shout-out before we head out?
Well, I just want to say that don't be scared to call in.
Yeah, don't be scared.
But now it's fine.
Yeah,
you get to know everybody, and hey, it's fun.
Yeah, and we get to talk about our favorite show, so that's definitely one cool thing here.
And you're still the best host around. See?
Oh, thank you. I know there's a bunch of Arrow or DC comic podcasts out there, but thank you for choosing to listen to ours. And feel free to join us at any time. Follow us at Twitter at Arrow Talk, all one word. All right, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening, and Regina. Please call in whenever you can, even if you're working. Okay.
Oh yeah, right. I'll
okay.
Try to call
have a good
again.
Night.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.